I'm Philip Semper, PF, DJ and creator. It is. Zero 2 17 2025. Dictation is for Sofia Palacios. Palacios spells P-A-L-A-C-I-O-S. Sofia spells S-O-P-H-I-A. Date of birth is 06/05/1985. This is a Thirty-nine-year-old female, here with pressure behind her eyes and in her cheeks. Period. Patients say that this has been going on for approximately 10 days or more, but has gotten worse in the last 4 days. Says she came in because she has a history of sinusitis and symptoms are similar. She described a headache as not the worst of her life. Gradual onset, pressure-like, worse with leaning forward. She denies trauma. Period. Next paragraph. Next line. Next paragraph, sorry. Review assistant patient reports congested nares. She said the congestion is causing her to have difficulty breathing through her nares, period. Said at night she has to breathe through her mouth, and when she wakes up, her mouth is dry, period. Next line. She reports no chills, no myalgia, no increased temperature, period. Patient says she had to leave work because of frequent coughs and sniffling, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's a laboratory-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are, she's in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 97%. At room air, blood pressure is 140/91. Pulse 81. Respiration 18. Temperature 96.98.6. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Nares are congested. Next paragraph. Throat. No injected pharynx, uvula, or tonsils. Period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No palpable or tendon nodes. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm. No murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Usually distended. Secondary to morbid obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcytes, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. She has bilateral lower extremity edema, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute rhinitis. Number 2 is sinus headache. Number 3 is acute nasal congestion. Number 4 is peripheral edema. Number 5 is acute sinusitis. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, the patient received the following medication, Rocephin 1 gram, dexamethasone 10 milligrams. She was observed for an additional 15/20 minutes, then reevaluated. She indicated she has no side effects from the medication, is beginning to feel better because of patient's edema in the lower extremities and obesity or weight has increased compared to last visit. I will go ahead and do ultrasound to assess patient's thyroid, to explain patient's extremity circulation, renal, hepatic function status via ultrasound. Well, this study was done. Patient has a fatty liver. Otherwise, normal exam, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Amoxicillin 75 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Allegra, 180 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of dictation.